Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, James. This is Esther. I'm calling from Independent Home Care.
Okay.
Hi, James. I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm not sure if you got notified last week from the agency that there'll be a little bit of a change in management. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just here to inform you that there will be no change in your services or your caregiver or your schedule, anything like that. It's just kind of look at it like a change in a coordinator. I'm going to be handling your case moving forward. I wanted you to save my phone number if you need anything.
This is the phone number?
Yes, what you have on caller ID, and my name is Esther.
Okay.
I just wanted to review something on your demographics. Can you give me your address just to make sure that we have that on file?
8823 Maple Drive.
Okay, and is there an apartment number?
No.
Okay. And that's Rome, New York, 13440.
Yeah.
Okay. I have emergency contact numbers here. I just want to verify that. I have Mary Delaney, and that's your mom.
Yep.
And I have Brad Mortis is your dad.
Yeah.
I have 305-335-8262 for mom and 315-723-4000 for dad.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And Darcy has been your age, right? Sorry, Ariana.
Yeah.
All right. So did she not show up for a couple of days last week? Or she ended your shift properly?
Yeah, she didn't show up on Wednesday, and then today I had an appointment at 7.
Okay, so you...
So I had to cancel up.
Did she notify you that she won't be coming on Wednesday?
I was not notified that she would not be coming on Wednesday.
Okay. I had a hard time to get through to her, but I did get through to her today, but I haven't gotten... I communicated with her over email because I couldn't get through by phone. Do you have her contact? Do you speak with her over the phone, or you just communicate directly with the agency?
With the agency.
Okay. All right. Have you had this in the past that she missed a visit with you?
A time or two, yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm going to speak with her in a bit. I'm going to get some clarity and see if we have more communication moving forward. And does she have a set schedule with you generally?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Wednesdays and Thursdays and Sunday.
Wednesdays, Thursdays. You said Sunday as well?
No, 7 to 8, just Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay, so 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. on both days.
Yeah.
All right, and I do see that you're covered for 3 hours per week. Do you want to push that third hour in at some point?
Maybe at some point, yeah.
Okay, but right now you don't feel you have the need for it, right?
No, because my mom does the other hours.
Okay. And may I ask what Ariana is assisting you with?
Some general stuff around the house. Like my hair and my back, if I have to shower.
Okay, so just personal care, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Say light housekeeping, I guess, and then
personal care and light housekeeping.
Sometimes with like food,
mm-hmm.
food prep.
All right. Is there anything I need to know regarding your setup or your living conditions or anything with your caregiver?
No.
Okay. And one more question. Do you communicate by text?
I can, yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll be able to receive text messages on this number as well. So if you need anything and you don't feel like giving me a call, shoot me a message over text.
Okay, great.
Okay. And
yep.
As always, if you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.